If you're like me, you love trying out new foods and products that you find at the grocery store. Rohit Kapoor is the Vice President of Product Research at Dairy Management, Inc., the National Milk Checkoff Organization, and he shares how DMI is helping to fuel the innovation fire when it comes to new products. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess. Rohit, let's start by talking a little bit about what your job is at DMI.
My role is I'm the Vice President of Product Research. Now, what that means is I work within the National Dairy Council umbrella at DMI, which mainly is the science arm of DMI. Kerry, as you're aware, DMI is the National Checkoff Organization, and the two main goals which we support for our dairy farmers here are to grow the trust and increase the demand for dairy products and ingredients. And mainly how we do that is through key partnership and also key relationships and key initiatives in two main areas. One is promotions. The other one is research. And my role within the National Dairy Council, which is the science and research arm, is related to investing our farmers' investments in specific projects related to dairy products, dairy ingredients, dairy technologies, post-farm gate, to keep fueling the innovation for the U.S. dairy industry so that we are at the forefront of innovation, we are ahead of everyone, and that way we contribute toward, you know, increasing the sales for dairy products and achieving our overall goal for our U.S. farmers. The way we do that is by funding research at universities. So we work very closely with what we call the six dairy centers. In fact, one of them is right in Wisconsin, the Center for Dairy Research. We work hand in hand with them, fund some key research projects with them to grow the not only the local dairy industry, but the U.S. dairy industry.
The Center for Dairy Research is actually just a few miles from the studio. Rohit, as part of your role at DMI, you head up the New Dairy Products Contest. Tell me more about that.
So DMI organizes this new product competition. We have been doing that for several years now, and we do this competition for the university students across the United States. The students who go to food science programs per se or dairy science programs, they could even be in marketing, they could form teams at the universities. Now the main objective, there are actually two objectives for this farmer-funded initiative which we have been doing, delivering through DMI. The first main objective is to inspire the next generation of food scientists and innovators. You know, it gives college students an opportunity to experience a real-life scenario of working for a food company and help secure the next generation dairy industry innovators, this whole experience does. At the same time, not only that we are inspiring the next generation workforce for our dairy and food industry, all the winning products which come out of this help fuel innovative dairy-based products and concepts for our processors or the U.S. dairy industry. Maybe you'll not see the actual product in the marketplace, what comes out of it, but it does inspire ideas in the minds of our processors to kind of learn from those concepts and launch new products of their own to satisfy the consumer need.
Rohit, this year they're focusing on products that feature the calming effects of dairy. Is that right?
That's correct.
Tell me a little more about that, I guess. The calming effects of dairy is an interesting new take on all the benefits that dairy brings to the table.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Kerry. Just to mention more about the competition or the contest. So this contest does have different themes. Each year we have done it. One of the ways we decide on the themes are picking what is important for the consumers, what are the thrust areas for consumers when they look for in new food products they want to consume. And as you know, especially considering the last few years, health and wellness has always been an important focus for our consumers, not only locally but globally. But the last few years obviously definitely accentuated that whole desire for looking for food products which fulfill the health and wellness needs. At DMI, our consumer research has learned that some of the key items which underpin the health and wellness area would be consumers are looking for products in immunity, consumers are looking for products in calming, which can reduce their stress levels, consumers are looking for products which help with their digestive or gut health, and then consumers are always looking for products related to their energy needs. Furthermore, if you just focused on calming per se, what our research at DMI has found is there is a huge growth potential in this whole area of food products for calming through 2025. I think it's almost compounded annual growth rate of 20% is expected in this whole area. Also, there is a huge consumer interest. So the research found that almost 45% of general population is interested in products which deliver calming. If you were to just look at Gen Zs, that's almost 65% of Gen Zs are looking for products which deliver calming. Coming back to dairy products, we have found in some research that dairy products actually, especially products such as ice cream and so on, are very strongly associated with how they can reduce your stress levels. You know, they are indulgent and so on. So that's a really nice linkage. And then we thought, let's look for more innovative ideas of how we can associate dairy and dairy products in this whole area of stress reduction or calming. And that was one of the reasons we decided let's focus on calming for the upcoming year.
That's really interesting that so many people are out there looking for ways to chill out a little bit and turning to dairy, which, you know, the whole idea of a glass of warm milk before bed to get you ready and sleepy, it's not a new concept. It's just something that we're exploring further, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely correct on that.
You have an interesting background because you actually, when you were a student, participated in this contest?
Oh, yes. And thanks. Those are sweet memories. Thanks for bringing that up.
Can you tell me a little bit about what you guys brought to market when you were competing and share a little about what it was like as a student to develop a product for this competition?
Yeah, this is, like I mentioned, you brought back nostalgic memories. It was way back when I was in grad school, back in early 2000s, I believe. And, you know, in grad school, it's pretty typical. You go to the lab, do your experiments, work on your dissertation, try to find theories, beat hypotheses, and so on. We come across this flyer from DMI. Similarly, the competition, I think that it was back in 2004, so it was focused specifically on those trends at that time, looking for light products or low carbohydrate was a trend, I think. So how dairy products can deliver against that trend. We looked at the flyer, met with a couple of my lab mates there. We thought it was really cool. Hey, so let's do it. Let's participate in this. It's a nice extracurricular. We enjoyed working on a product. We came up with the concept. Our concept was a low carbohydrate snackable ice cream. We called it ice cream poppers. It had a chocolate coating. It had a low carbohydrate ice cream filling in a crunchy shell. We had to do extensive reports on it, come up with how we would go about commercializing it, what would be the technical challenges, how would we market it, how would we position the product. Not only that, we actually had to make a real product, package it in the way it would be packaged, and then ship it to the experts at DMI where it would be judged. Long story short, we actually won the first prize, so that was the cherry on top.
Definitely.
And the story actually doesn't stop there. And that is why, you know, when we were just discussing a little bit earlier is how it adds value to the students, how it develops students and actually gets them more ready and more acceptable to their career and the industry ahead once they go into the workforce. So there is a unique story for that too. So once the competition was done, once I graduated, when I was looking for jobs, one of my first interviews, I remember sitting in the interview in front of the panel, expecting a lot of questions on my dissertation, what I did with my research. You know, all the questions, Kerry, were related to this product competition, which I had participated in, won the first prize. How did I go about coming up with the product? How did I work in the team? So they learned about teamwork. How did I go about solving challenges, technical challenges? What would happen when it is commercialized and so on? So those were all the questions. And And actually, at the end of the interview, I was even offered a job. So going back to that whole memory, and now coming back to me being an organizer of this or administering this competition through DMI, I think about this with all the students who participate in this competition.
That's such a neat story, full circle, to see, you know, where you started and where you are now. Can you tell me, are there some products that have come out of this competition that did end up going to market?
So like I mentioned, I think I was mentioning, you may not see actual product in the marketplace as they come out, but definitely you would see bits and pieces of the concept and also ideas which the companies have now been inspired with, whether it's related to a snackable, even when we talk about snackable ice creams, which was one of our products, you do see such products now available in the marketplace. In the past, we have had products based on dairy-based beverages, fueling energy needs for consumers. You see products like that in the marketplace. So I would say you don't see the exact product in the marketplace as, you know, students use this, they enjoy participating in this competition, and then they learn a lot from it. You do see processors picking up on these new products and then getting inspired and coming up with the product of their own.
You mentioned the product that your team developed, and I can't help but think about when I stop at the gas station and get a treat, I'll grab the little cup of little ice cream balls that are coated in chocolate, and it sounds pretty similar to what your team developed.
Yeah, absolutely. Probably you're right.
So say you win this competition with your team. Do you just get bragging rights or is there scholarships?
So it has a very, they do get prize money. There are prize money for first, second, and third place. They are invited, and then there is a full-fledged award ceremony we do at a conference where they get an opportunity to even interact. You know, as they are recognized, they get an opportunity to interact with the dairy industry, whether it's academia or even professionals from the food and dairy industry. It definitely helps a lot. You saw my own example. I think bragging rights, having this whole experience kind of described in their resume when they're looking for jobs, trust me, definitely, speaking from experience, it definitely adds value when they go into the marketplace looking for jobs, value beyond what they learn in school.
Rohit, I have a couple food science majors I would like to send this information on to encourage them to give it a try. Where do I find more information?
Sure, Kerry. So they can go to usdairy.com. And in the search bar on that website, they can type in new product competition. One of the first links which will come up will take them to the new product competition page with all the information on it.
I'm definitely looking forward to seeing all the new products that will be inspired from this competition. For the Midwest Farm Report, this is Carrie Mess.